Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new year for 2022. It's the Jay and Dave podcast.
Oh, when is it time to stop saying Happy New Year, though?
Well, I reckon it's January 31st, because by then it gets a little bit old hat.
Yeah.
But you also got to catch up with your mates.
And yeah, but I think after January, that's it. Like, it's too far gone now.
What now?
That's like saying to me for 3 months after my birthday, Happy birthday. Like, it doesn't make sense. You're saying it for a month after your birthday. No, no.
No, I reckon it's, you've got until it. January 31st, because, you know, you don't catch up with your mates until around about this time of the year, about mid-January. Mm. And the first time you're chatting to them, or the first time you say g'day, oh, Happy New Year.
Is that even made in the podcast, or we just spoke about that for no reason?
No, we just spoke about it for no reason.
Okay, well, here's something to separate it. I got lawn grubs, by the way.
Oh, you got them again?
Yeah. I can't get rid of them.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. We found a guy that won the Mackay and the Whitsundays Best Lawn Award. Yeah, that's why he's a mate of yours.
Lavish Lawns Mackay is the company who was running it. Yeah, he lives in Ruralview.
There you go.
Trent.
Is he going around to do on yours or what?
I'm convincing him. Well, I think I am. He probably won't do it.
Well, we'll ask him.
But did you know?
Guess what?
Nope.
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Same show, same crap.
Well, some of it is pretty good.
Dave's Did You Know's returns in 2022, back by popular demand from Dave himself. What do you got on the list today?
Well, thank you very much to Mackay Regional Council's Facebook page. I saw this one on there the other day, actually. Hmm. They take care of an area five times the size of Brisbane Council, twice the size of Townsville,
yeah.
And the coverage area is both Cairns and Sunshine Coast combined. That's a hell of a job to manage.
It's a lot of mowing, isn't it?
Listen to this.
A lot of mowing.
Did you know? Guess what?
A lot of potholes.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
In 1932, the Australian Army went to war with emus. Believe it or not.
Say that again. What?
The Australian Army went to war with emus in 1932. They were called in because emus were destroying farmland.
I thought you were talking about the birds we see on the side of
the
Gunga Plains. You'll see them there all the time.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Guess who won the war?
Emus.
Yep.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
That's cool.
Why would you want to go, honestly, if you've been to Elmer Park Zoo in Brisbane, yeah. Those emus come into your, they put their heads through the car to get the bird food, like the feed out of your hand.
Right.
The most terrifying thing ever. It looks like snakes with big marble eyeballs. Like, they are huge, these things. No thanks.
I'd like to see those things in camo and sewn around.
It's like wearing a moustache. Yeah. Sir, are you an emu? No, I'm not. A distinguished gentleman, in fact.
Okay, the best one to last, the line. You know that line on the earth that separates night and day?
There's no actual line. That's just on a globe, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically where sunshine and nighttime type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's got a name. It's called the Terminator.
The Terminator.
It's actually called the Terminator.
Why would they call it that?
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Interesting fact.
So there you go. I just thought it really odd to call it the Terminator.
You should have 4 weeks off. All the time, because they're good facts.
Oh, thank you.
I like those ones.
Well, that's 4 weeks worth of work, darling.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. What a flattering comment to make.
Oh,
well, you deserve it.
Well, manifest modesty will preclude me elaborating in detail my contribution. But given the fact that you've nominated me, I'll accept it, okay?
Done.
This year's lamb ad, and we should call it a Sam ad, I reckon, but this year's lamb ad is hilarious. You're in it for about 3.2 seconds, but that's the best part of the video, I reckon.
Well, the National Lamb Roll ad, there was all of executed the whole commercial, of course.
Yeah. Totally.
And, okay, maybe 3.2 seconds, but as you know, time is of the essence. And it's not the amount of time you spend on the planet. It's how effective you are when you do actually spend time on it.
Look, I've got to say, you're one of the champions when it comes to lamb for Australian lamb especially. But do you get any say on the ad itself? Like, do you come up with a couple of ideas and say to them, hey, how about we do this, how about we do that?
Well, early doors. No. The creative's all allocated to wiser councils and smarter minds than mine. Mm. But at the end of the day, you got to understand that it's got to be dovetailed into my way of thinking and my way of presentation.
It needs to be
authentic in as much as what you see is what you get. So it's no good manufacturing something that is not compatible with the person involved.
100%. And yep. I got to say, like, it's very topical, this one. Like, there was a lady there at the end where she says, oh, backpackers, thank God we don't have to pick our own fruit. Like, it's so topical, this one. I love this ad. It's a funny, funny ad. I love it.
Well, all the issues are topical. I meant to say, when you consider what we've been going through over the preceding 2 years, it's not very difficult to come up with a few angles on a number of fronts. And that was certainly a topical one.
Oh, and then some.
Also, the bit before we went to your section in the commercial was where the gentleman and the lady were in that office, and then he's like, "Now we've just got to try and convince the country," and she's like, "Well, 80% of them." So another topical point. Love it. That's a total stab at the government, right?
Yeah, you got to understand. Look, there's never any malice or intent.
No,
it's always been adopting what I've always regarded our greatest asset, and that is our level of irreverence and satire and tongue in cheek.
It's Aussie to take the piss, right?
Well, it is Australian to take the piss out of things, and people sometimes need to take a deep breath and really understand what our DNA is all about. And be very, very grateful for living on the best country on the planet.
We certainly are.
Yeah.
And more importantly, be grateful for having some of the champions of the world, which are the Australian farmers who, in great adversity, have produced a magnificent product, Australian lamb. And what a great unifier. And you talk about inclusivity and unification. Is there anything more unifying catalyst than a good old-fashioned lamb barbie?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Regardless of colour, cult or creed, you all get together as one.
Enjoy that chop, I say.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And it eliminates all those social evils that are prevalent, like bigotry and prejudice.
Mm, yeah.
And rejoice being Australian.
What would you put on the barbie? Like, other than the lamb chop, what else would you put on there?
What, vegetables, and tell them all to piss off. What would I put on the barbie? Well, it's pretty evident what I would put on the barbie.
I was just, what, lamb roast or...
lamb. Oh, well, what would you put? What do you reckon I'd put tofu on? You idiot.
This is our first show back for 2022, and Dave's been shot down already. I love it. Sam Kekovic, you're an absolute gem, mate. It's an annual thing for Dave and I to have you on our first show back for 2022, and it's continued, mate.
I always enjoy you guys up there, and the Witch Sundays. I was up there a couple of weeks ago up at Noosa and further up in the Sunshine Coast. Mm. And I know we are Witch Sundays, Mackay. Got a lot of friends up there, and... there are a lot of lamb eaters up there and a lot of lamb producers, and let me tell you, it's a delightful part of the world, particularly when the sun shines.
Mate, it's,
I know
it's
you're
doing
all building
today.
Arcs there. You've got downpours of biblical proportions at the moment, but, what do you think? Get those roadblocks down. We've knocked the boundaries down. The borders are opened. Australia's rejoicing being one and the same, hopefully. Mm. Once again.
Well, as always, Sam, mate, thanks for joining us this morning. Happy Australia Day for you. Early Australia Day for you, mate. Thanks for joining us.
And do me a favour. Can you do me a favour?
We can, yes.
Yep.
Next year when you interview me, give it some thought to the shitty questions you're asking me, all right?
Hang on a second. What I was asking is what type of lamb would you put on the barbie other than the chops?
I love it.
And give it some thought. Don't be just flippant, disdainful and dismissive. You have a great day, boys.
You too, mate. I love the fact that he just roasts you.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Over the holiday break, obviously going seeing family and friends and all that sort of stuff. Don't
well, that's what you do over the Christmas New Year period, don't you?
Catching up with my nieces, one who's just made it into the under-18s basketball, off to the Gold Coast for grand final.
That's right. They play the Rollers on Sunday, though, don't they? Yeah.
Like Charlie. Very proud of you. But when Christmas time came around, we played a game of What Would You Rather? Do you remember that game we used to play here?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yours are just out there. They're so bad.
I won the watch. No, but they were good ones. They were like family-friendly ones.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's a start.
Let's play.
Oh. Would you rather?
What an introduction.
Where did you get this?
It's the jazz band that stands in the corner and waits for us to point at them.
Wow.
Would you rather be forced to wash all of your dishes with your tongue or forced to pick up every dog poop you see with your hands?
Oh, I think that's an easy one because I like food.
I think I probably would have went with that one too, actually.
Yeah.
Would you rather not be allowed to wear any shoes for the rest of your life or not be allowed to drive a car for the next 20 years?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think I'd have to try and go with drive the car. Because the feet aren't exactly good looking.
You'd be complaining about gout every 2 days, I think.
Yeah.
Would you rather be forced into a marriage with someone you don't love or forced into a marriage with someone who doesn't love you? That's a hard one.
I don't care. At least it'd be married.
If you're married, it doesn't matter because you're miserable anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Would you rather never be able to use a touch screen on any device ever again or never be able to use a keyboard with a mouse ever again?
Oh, that's tough.
I know, right? I thought that's why I put this on last, because that one, I don't know. I don't know. Because that means you can't use your phone, you can't use any of that stuff, touchscreen devices.
Yeah.
But who's lugging around a keyboard and a mouse pad these days?
Well, I mean, I still like the laptop and the desktop.
I don't know.
So I'd probably go with,
Would you rather use the desktop and the mouse pad?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm old school.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you're different.
Oh, touch screen, hands down. Get rid of the computer screen. Like, if we didn't have to use it here, I would use my iPad the whole time at work.
Well, good for you. Because there's no chance of me doing that at all.
Would you rather? See, they were good ones today.
They were.
Not as good as this production value. I don't know who these people are.
I don't know, but it sounds like a 70s movie like of some sort.
Something that Dave's downloaded on his computer with the mouse. Jay and Dave in the morning. Dave, my mate, and we went to Bali. Jamie and I went to Bali with him and his wife and a bunch of other people a couple of years ago. I had no idea this guy, and he lives in the same street as me, has the best lawn in Mackay with Sundays. Trent Hull is joining us right now. Trent, how on earth did you get your lawn to look so good, mate?
Well, it didn't start off like that. You slowly become obsessed with it, I suppose, because it's rewarding. So I just started mowing it, and then all of a sudden, I'm mowing it every day, and it just kept getting better and better. And
Trent, here it is. Isn't it the fact that you actually wanted a cricket pitch in your front lawn?
That's what it looks like.
Pretty much, I wanted a bowling green. Yeah.
How
do you get the? This is true, by the way. We'll put the photo on our Facebook page, Triple M and Kywood Sundays. How do you get that checkered look? Are you like? Do you mow it in one direction and then mow it the other way?
Well, you've got a cylinder mower. It's like a bowling green mower. So when you go one way, the grass lays over, and then you go the other way, and it leans the other way. So it's like a reflection off the sun.
Hang on a second. So you've really gone all out, and you got yourself one of those bowling green lawn mowers.
I do, yeah.
Is that the one that where you sit on it sideways and it goes sideways?
No, I'm a peasant. I have to walk behind one. Sit on it.
I get the feeling you want to be Mick Molloy in Crackerjack, that movie.
Oh, my God. He has the perfect lawn. Yeah. I love that. And so when you started, it was just like I used to have jokes with Dave because every time it would rain, I live on the bottom end of the hill and Trent and Emma live at the top. So a lot of their dirt would end up in the front of my house, which is true, right?
It's true. That was before, obviously, I had a lawn.
Because Jamie and our lawn, our lawn is shot. But how do you get rid of all the weeds and how do you make it look like yours?
You pray.
I think we've done too much of that. It doesn't even work.
Oh, that's gold.
Mate, so your best lawn in Mackay with Sundays, did you get a trophy or what did you get as a prize?
So I've got an $1,800 renovation voucher, they come around, they like take it back to dirt, make it all look pretty again, fertilize it, core it, and I've got a battery spray pack. Like, the prizes are awesome.
They're awesome. That's awesome.
Hang on a second. What do you mean by core it?
So, like, you scalp it, say, you scalp it, and then they come around, they core it with, like, this machine that takes cores out of the dirt, it gives it air, it aerates it.
Wow. You feel like donating that prize to a good friend of yours down the end of the road or what?
Mm, maybe.
Can we make Jays into a putting green or what?
You look at my not even the bloody ibises, Dave, want to come to my house. That's how bad my grass is. Congratulations to you, Trent. The photos are amazing. We'll put one of those photos on our Facebook page as well. Congratulations, mate. It's something to be proud of, and it makes every neighbour in our street jealous of your lawn.
Thanks very much,
guys. There you go, Trent. There you can check out that photo on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sunday.
I'd love to know what his partner says about it, spending all that time doing it.
What does Emma say about that, Trent?
She tells me I'm going to be divorced if I stay out there.
Jay and Dave in the morning. Don't go out in the middle of the day and mow your lawn and whippersnip and everything else. Trent Hole, especially. We just had him on the show about 20 minutes ago.
He's my neighbour. He was very shy to be on the air, but he did a great job. He won Best Lawn in Mackay with Sunday.
Yeah, it looks pristine. It looks like one of those things you'd see in the magazines.
I just don't understand what he does. I hope he's not listening to this now, because this could wreck our friendship.
Really? Why?
He mows the lawn first, then he whippersnips. Like, his yard looks No. Whoa.
What?
Why do you... Okay, well, we're not going to get him back on the air. Why do you do that, then? If you do the same thing as him, why do you mow first, then whippersnip? That doesn't make sense to me.
What are you talking about? I mean, I always thought this was the case. You just do the mowing, and then you would do the whippersnip afterwards.
You whippersnip first, because then the clippings from the... I mean, don't get me wrong. This is not an issue that I ever have, because I do not mow my lawn ever. Like, ever. There's this house on Juliet Street that's never mowed its lawn in its history of mankind, but I think I'm like that. I would be that person, never mow. But
yeah,
you whippersnip first, then mow, because the clippings from the whippersnipping go on the grass, and you just mow straight over the top, and your catcher picks it up.
Who cares?
Well, you're double handling.
So you're not.
If you mow first, then whippersnip, you then have to get the blower out to blow the...
Jeez, you're fancy with a blower.
What do you do? You just leave it there.
Yeah. I let the rain go and take it away. That's what happens. Does it really matter? I mean, obviously it doesn't matter, but I've always done the mowing first, then the whippersnipping. It's a personal preference of mine.
I have 133353. Let's open up the phone lines on this one.
All right.
Okay, so do you whippersnip first, then mow the lawn, or do you mow the lawn first?
Yeah.
And then whippersnip?
I didn't think this was a thing, actually, to start off with. I always thought everyone just got out the mower first and then did the whippersnip afterwards.
Well, I've seen Trent do it a few times, and I thought, why are you doing... Like, his grass, like, obviously it's the best in Mackay with Sundays. It's been voted.
Oh, no doubt,
he's won. But just the way he does that, I'm like, why would you...
Well, obviously, he's a professional. He knows exactly what's going on, so just do the mow first.
Don't call him a professional. He'll latch onto that, and forever and a day now I'll hear that. Dave said I was a professional.
Well, he's just won an award. Of course he is. Quit your job, mate. Get into the lawn mowing business.
All right, 133353. Mow first, whippersnip after, or vice versa?
Caroline Incutable, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, it'll be better if you side with me. Is it whippersnip first, then mow, or vice versa?
Most definitely whippersnip first.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Same reason you guys said.
Yeah.
Pick up the clippings with the mower afterwards.
Yeah. Because otherwise you have to use the blowing machine to get rid of the grass, or you get the rake out or whatever. You've just made a mess of your clean lawn.
Exactly.
See?
No, I don't get that, honestly.
This is why we're putting it to the listeners this morning, 133353.
Sonia in North Mackay, what do you do? Do you whippersnip first, lawn mow first? What?
Well, hang on, I just want to say welcome back, because the people that were on before you were boring as F.
Can you just EJ2000?
Can you email our bosses and tell them that we need a pay rise?
Yeah, gladly. Like, oh my God.
Okay. Sonia, write down this number, 495353, and her name is Leanne G, okay?
She'll love to hear from you this morning. Are you whippersnipping first, or are you mowing first?
Okay, well, I don't do either. Terry, God love him, come and does mine for me, and he's got a ride-on mower, so he does the ride-on, then whippersnipping. But if he's pushing the lawnmower, he whippersnips, then mows first.
See, that's what you need, Jay.
Yep.
You need a ride-on lawnmower for that small backyard that you have.
I still want one of those lawn bowl green things where you sit on it sideways.
I want the automatic one that you can just sit there and watch. The remote control one.
Yes.
Yeah, I want one of those. I'm taking donations for my birthday next week.
1-3-3-5-3 is the phone number this morning.
Oh, Glenn's just dropped off the line straight away.
All right, thank you, Glenn, for the call. Sorry for the waiting a moment. We had lots of calls to get through on this one this morning. What did he say? Did he say off the air what he was going to?
No, he didn't. No, he was going to leave it, I guess.
Damn it!
But I'm sure he knows exactly what we're supposed to do.
Where can we try one of those lawn bowls? Mowing things. I want to give it a crack.
Doug, at Northern Beaches Bowls Club. Can we make that happen or what?
Oh, Glenn's call us back. 1-3-3-5-3 is the phone number. Glenn, oh, you dropped out, brother. Glenn.
Hey.
Hey, you dropped out.
Turn your radio down.
So what do you do first? Do you whippersnip or mow first?
Mate, I whippersnip. There's three rules.
Yeah.
You got the whippersnip, then you mow, then you use your blower at the end. So none of the seed pods grow and your gathers are in your... in your house.
Glenn, you should never have called us back.
What about lawn grubs? Apparently I've got lawn grubs. How do you get rid of those?
Lawn grubs?
I'm serious. I have them, apparently. Somebody said I have lawn grubs.
I'm guessing you'd have to go and see some chemical place and help yourself out there.
Grab them and use them as bait.
Get the grass version of Combantrum.
There you go, folks. Another stellar edition of the Jay and Dave podcast.
Ask our boss. I think they probably have different words for our podcast today. Make sure you listen to us weekdays live on the Listener app from 5:30 a.m. or on 98.7 in Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays.